Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
All right, peace and blessings, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. Thank you so much, Brian Christopher. I love your singing voice, but you warmed my heart when you sent me this intro to this wonderful, wonderful show that I do. So blessings to you, my friend. I hope you're doing well. Yes, I'm rolling out of bed. I am. I hit that snooze button a few times this morning. It's not that I didn't want to. It wasn't. I just was tired. I was just tired. But you know what? I'm committed to you guys and said, you know what, Flavor, get up out of bed. You got a show to do. So I'm here, and I hope that you're here. Even if you come back and you listen to the archives, man, I appreciate all of you. I do. I do. You make my day, and, you know, I hope I make your day sometimes too. You know, it's about sharing a variety of independent artists here on Flavor News Radio. On Wednesdays, I add a little twist to it because I just want to spend some time with you. You know, it's that day we call hump day. It's halfway through the week, depending on what your work schedule is. It's so funny because it's like, you know, when people put up, thank God it's Friday, right? You know, some people, you know, work weeks don't end. Or some people are... you know, moms or whatever it is, you know, our times don't end. It's so funny. I don't think that even, thank God it's Friday, even means the same thing that it used to back in the day. You know, I talk about that back in the day thing, right? So very, very much. But life changes. Life has definitely changed. And I think that I know I talk about it a lot, but I want you to just figure out your way of self-care. I don't care what kind of work you do, if you're a creative soul or if you're not a creative soul, if you're a stay-at-home mom, a grandma like me, you know, whatever it is that you do in your world, I hope you have a way of sincerely taking care of yourself and being healthy. Been having a lot of conversations around that lately with people that I care about. And what does that look like for them, and how can they get through it? And I was telling a friend last night, I'm really glad that I have a Christian foundation, you know, because I believe strongly, you know, in my faith, and I believe strongly in being able to let go and to forgive, not only forgive my, you know, that person who I feel has hurt me, wronged me, whatever. I asked myself to forgive myself. And sometimes we have to do that. You know, it's easy to put everything on somebody else. But as I was saying last night, we have choices. We have choices in how we maneuver through this life. They may not be easy choices, or they might be choices for all the wrong reasons. You know, but the bottom line is we have a choice. Nobody forces us to make the choice that we make. And so from there, then we either benefit from that choice or we suffer the consequences, right? Something to think about. I have a new artist that I want to play. I played him for the first time on my jazz show the other night, and I'm always excited to have new music to play for you. So I hope that I say this gentleman's name right. It's Chris Bitten, and I'm going to play hip-hop jazz.
Thank you.
John Keith. He's not responding. He's not responding.
Baby, your love has got me going so crazy. And this is what I get from you. Far beyond
your
headlights, it must have been your wall.
I don't know what this broken man was thinking.
It seems like it's really what he wanna do, yeah. Locked tight behind these white walls,
with no sight,
my mind is drifting off
to an eagle flying far beyond a mountain peak.
This lonely feeling that's in my heart and never sleeps.
Baby, your love has got me going so crazy.
Sweet. tell me, baby, actually, no, you want me, baby. Tell me, baby.
All right. Ooh. You're awake yet. You said, Flavor, what did you do to us? You know what? I'm learning and learning more and more and more. Not everybody does things the way I do things, right? Okay. I know that, right? But when I think about how you wake up in the morning or what type of music you listen to, or, you know, I think like smooth jazz is the perfect sound to go to sleep on, right? I think of something more high energy. It is maybe what you might work out to that pumps you up and motivates you, or, you know, whatever it is. You know, but I think that everybody, you know, has, you know, as I talk about choices, you know, has their way of getting up. You know, what do they listen to? Do they turn on the news? Do they turn on music? Do they just have it quiet? Do they turn on the heat? You know, we have our ways. So which way is your way of waking up in the morning? Have you ever really thought about it? I don't know. I think it depends on my mood and maybe the type of sleep I had the night before, what direction I go when I wake up. So anyway, I started out today with a little smooth hip-hop jazz from Chris Bitten to going into my boy Haylon Keith down there in Jacksonville, Florida, with his brand-new single that he just leaked called Crazy. And then you just heard a brand-new leak from Paris Tunes Camp with Nick West with her track called My Relationship. So did one of those hit you? Did it wake you up? Did you make you feel good this morning? I hope it did. It's hump day, right? It's halfway through that week, whatever that means for you. And it's time to get up, start your day, and feel good. Feel good about your day. I'm trying to really, really impress upon people that, you know, we have blessings. Not just one blessing, but blessings. There's so many things that we can be grateful for in a day. And if it's nothing else but taking that first breath and opening your eyes and putting your feet on the ground, you know, that could be your first blessing. And, you know, think about it. See how you can maneuver throughout this day thinking about the positive. Even when you're hit with that challenge, even when you're hit with that negative obstacle, think about your blessings. Or maybe even be grateful for it. Maybe there's a lesson to be learned or a challenge to be able to say, I am going to get past this. But think about what your blessings are, because we have choices in how we can maneuver through everything that we are faced, I want to play one of my favorite artists out of the Pacific Northwest. I'm really excited to be talking to him pretty frequently and getting to experience some of his new music he's creating all the time. His name is Reggie LaFleur, and I'm going to play So Well Mastered. We'll be right back.
relationships come and go. Here and gone, but this time I'm investing all my buzz. I've been giving 9 lives to get it right. See how I'm growing with the kids. I ain't getting on my back. Just a cat without fun. I should have bothered up on you before now. I should have come back home at the right time. I should have joined so much so late now. Just for the meantime, now it's time for you to go.
Now it's time for you.
I cry and beg and ask for one last time. You say I'm putting on the show. I said no, I've changed, but you think I'm lying. You think I'm lying, and I know you can tell. Cause you know me so well. I should have brought it up on you before night. I should have come back home at the right time. I should have drunk so much so late night. I should have been with you last night.
But you know me so well.
You should have brought it up on me.
Again, that was Reggie LaFleur from right here in the Pacific Northwest with his piece, So Well Mastered. I was so excited when I saw him on stage about, say a month or so ago. It had been a few years, actually, since I saw him perform live. And there's kind of a presence and a look and a sound that comes from this gentleman that is, I just really like. He stands out. He can blend in with other genres. But he definitely has a style of his own. His guitar is beautiful. It is beautiful. I don't know what you call it because it's not like that normal, you know, electric guitar. It doesn't look like a bass guitar or whatever. If I describe it, you know, somebody might be able to tell me. But it's beautiful. It's blue. It's cobalt blue. Really shiny. But it's almost like the size of an acoustic guitar. And it's got all, like, kind of, it's really fancy. You know, it's got knobs and everything on it, but it's bigger. And I guess I should ask him what kind of guitar it's actually called. But, you know, and then he's just kind of got a look. You know, he's got a faux hawk and or whatever. But he's an amazing talent. So I was so excited to reconnect with him and hear his name. I couldn't see him on the stage because of where I was sitting at this jazz venue. But I, when I heard his name, I got out of my stage and walked actually right in front of the stage to see, is he really here? So we reconnected. He's just relocated back to the Pacific Northwest. He went down to Dallas, Texas. No, actually Austin, Texas, you know, to work on seeing about doing some things with his music down there, and decided to come on back home, and I'm so glad. I am. I'm looking forward to sitting down and talking with him, seeing what direction his music is going and what he wants to do and all of that. And that's the beautiful thing, is that I have these opportunities to, you know, connect with people and talk to them about music. I love talking about music. Nobody could have ever told me 10 years ago that I would love talking about music and facing the challenges of a very, very challenging industry. I've learned and grown so much over the last couple of years and really, really believe that God has put me on this path for a reason. I'm kind of a stickler when it comes to certain things. I just like to understand. And even if it's the simple thing of understanding that everybody kind of sees things differently or maneuvers through it differently, I am definitely learning that there is no set definition to anything in this industry. You talk to one person, they could give you one definition about something, and you can talk to somebody else, and it could be totally different. You could talk to one person on the West Coast, and they say this, and then you talk to somebody on the East Coast, and they say that. So it's just it's really interesting, and I'm having to learn to, you know, how do I balance all of that? How do I, you know, retain that information and really, really understand it? Well, you know, I'm going with the flow. I'm understanding that just different people, again, have different definitions, you know, and so I respect that. I'm learning to figure out who, excuse me, when, where, and why, and how I continue having relationships and conversations with people and understanding how they think about it. I want to jump into another talent out of the Pacific Northwest. She's amazing, but unfortunately I had to find out about her out of New York. But this is Tess Henley with her piece, From the Get-Go.
You say her name, sweet baby. You got it down like a bad girl in the flow. We'll be right back.
working on the job. Yeah, yeah. Can't pretend, even back then, I watched you from afar. You learn me, I'll study you. Highlight my favorite part. Stars align, yours and mine. Perfect from the start.
Started out this set with a piece by an artist out of the Pacific Northwest. Her name is Tess Henley, playing her piece from the get-go, going into Miss Felicia Temple with Nothing I Wouldn't Do. And I saw her for the first time perform on the stage out there in New York at the Jerome for Soul Factory Presents. The blessing is even though I'm all the way here in Seattle, Washington, when Soul Factory puts on a show or the Jerome puts on a show, they have Gander TV recording it live. And so, you know, I get to sit here in the comfort of my home and watch these shows take place live at the Jerome, and it's amazing. It's amazing. Those shows are put on very, very well. I talk about a venue, and, you know, it's not just Soul Factory that puts on shows there. It's a variety of people. But the shows go off really, really well and with quality artists. And the beautiful thing about the Jerome is that they really carried her to the independent artists. And so one day, I put it out there all the time for certain places I want to be or certain artists I want to meet. But the Jerome is definitely a place that I want to experience. So, and again, I saw Felicia Temple perform on the stage for Soul Factory at the Gander. And then bringing it back to an artist that I have played and supported for a long time and just really, really proud of the management team that he's working with and all. And he's had the opportunity to have some great experience. His name is Darian Dean. I played Composure. And it's funny, I was thinking about this as I was playing the song that this he has an official video for this particular song. And Margot B is his leading lady in this track. If you've been paying attention, I've been posting a lot about Margot B. She's blowing up like big time right now. She is another artist that is with the same management team as Darian Dean. And she's a beautiful and an amazing singer. But she has landed a really nice role on the Boardwalk Empire or HBO series. And so she's being written about all over the place. Russell Simmons has written about her and a variety of other, you know, mainstream people. She's been, you know, walking the red carpet and taking those pictures, you know, with the stars and been on all kinds of talk shows talking about her experience. And it's pretty exciting, you know. And just for me, you know, I smile because it's like, you know, I played her and I still play her here on Flava News Radio, and to see her success is exciting for me. Darian is getting ready to do, I believe this is his second year. There's a cruise that takes place annually. It's called the Capital Jazz Cruise, the Super Cruise, and it's taking place November 2nd through the 10th. And there's amazing talents that are going to be on there. That's another thing. I'm just going to put it out there. Maybe one day I can, you know, be aboard this particular cruise ship and experience the amazing talents. But he's going to be, you know, on there with Eric Roberson, who he was on there with last year, but Anthony Hamilton and Charlie Wilson and who else? I think Larry Graham, Stephanie Mills, Jeff Lober, you know, it's just going to be amazing. And I believe, again, this is his second year of having this opportunity. I know last year he was just thrilled. You know, he and Miles were taking pictures and sending it and just, you know, giving, you know, updates when they got into ports where they could have communication and all of that. And pretty exciting stuff. It's a beautiful thing when you can see, you know, the creative souls that you've connected with, you know, really, really be able to do some things as we could potentially say take things to the next level. And exciting things are happening for the artists out of Righteous Music Media. So big shout out to Miles Anthony, who's now joined forces with Puzzle Market Media, Hassan Brown. I see you guys. I see what you're doing. So anyway, you know, I talked a little bit earlier in the show about, you know, I stress about choices and I stress about attitude and stuff like that. And I'm looking at this not only for my own self, you know, how I can make my life easier. But I think when you can let go of the negative, if you can meditate and pray, if you have something, if you have that about you. I'm grateful that I do, because I start my days and my nights with meditation and prayer. But I think that if you can find your way of turning bad situations into a good, if you can let go, if you can forgive, if you can, you know, not give certain situations so much attention. You know, I used to get so stressed out. And why did this happen? You know, why did that happen? I've had some crazy things happen to me, being Lady Flava in this industry, that really, really should turn me away from wanting to work with artists. And I'm just, you know, I went through my time, and I learned to forgive. And for me, learned to forgive much quicker than I ever have in the past. I recall, you know, situations that I held on for years. And the only person really was hurting was me, you know, and I was allowing to give somebody else or a situation to have so much power over how I felt about things. And now that I'm older, I'm like, you know, I can't hold on to that. If I do, it's just going to eat me up, and I can't go there. So I'm just going to really try to impress upon you. You know, you're amazing, you're wonderful, and you can be so much better if you, you know, if you just do some things that take care of you. When you forgive somebody, you don't have to go into it necessarily with the attitude of, per se, forgiving them, but forgive them for yourself. Because once you can do that, it lifts a weight off of you, and it gives you a peace. I am faced with interesting challenges every day, whether it's, you know, from my family, whether it's from, you know, even doing radio shows to, you know, figuring out the schedule of how to, you know, work things, learning about what it really means to be an A&R rep. There's just challenges, you know, that I face every day, and I can take the challenge, you know, I could take the attitude of getting frustrated and angry, or I can just say, you know what, breathe through it, it's going to work, just let things flow. And I'm getting better at it. I'm not perfect by no means, so sometimes the things that I say on these shows is something, a reminder that I need for myself. So please don't ever think that I've got life figured out. I just don't. And I share my opinions. And please know, it is just my opinion. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it works for you, will work for you. But I think that, you know, I think any of us can find our way of having peace, whatever that looks like. Whether it's sitting down with some good jazz and reading a book, whether it is taking a walk in the rain, you know, whether it is having a conversation with a trusted person, you know, whether it's going to a comedy show and just laughing, you know, whatever it is, we can find our way of having that peace, you know, when we're kind of feeling a little frustrated. I've got about 11 minutes left in the show. So let's see if I can get in a couple more tracks before the day, not the day gets started, but, you know, my show ends and you can really, really start your day. So just think about how you can take care of you and how you can go into this day just feeling really, really good. I think I'm going to play a piece by my girl Twin Spirit. I love her. She's amazing. She's so organic, so authentic. There's something special about her spirit. I'm going to play her piece, Get Myself Together. Again, this is Twin Spirit. I gotta get myself together.
gotta get it, I gotta get myself together.
No way that love could break through. Just want you to talk to me.
Let me know if there's anything I can do. Yeah. Cause baby girl, I'm ready. Maybe we can start a love new.
Cause you are everything,
girl, that I ever wanted more. And I'll give you forever, baby. Yeah.
But I gotta know
the deal.
Your heart,
I promise you.
Show, I played Twin Spirit with Get Myself Together, going into my business partner and friend Mark Van Claggett with Wilshire Boulevard, and then closing out with my buddy out there in Washington, D.C., Brian Christopher, with Just How You Feel. You know, think about it. You know, how do you feel? Beautiful music, fun music, exciting music, smooth music, and can definitely help set the tone. So I hope you enjoy the independent artists that you hear on Flavor News Radio, on Morning Coffee with Flavor, and all the shows that I do, because I think they're pretty amazing, and they are definitely worth paying attention to. And that's all you're going to hear on Flavor News Radio. So take care of yourself. Be good to yourself. Trust and believe as you blossom and you grow and you feel good, there's going to be an aura about you that's going to make a difference in the lives of those people that you love and you care for. And also it's going to attract the right people. So enjoy this day. Be thankful for something. Maybe be thankful for listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. I don't know. But you matter to me. And I thank you so much for allowing me to come into your life every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do this every week. Take care. God bless and be good. Bye-bye.